You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMUFM Marquette, streaming online WNMUFM.org. And I'm on the phone this morning with a special guest that we check in every month at the Boniface Arts Center about all the arts and culture and events that are happening down in the Escanaba region. It's Pasqua Wurzler. She's the Director of Gallery and Regional Projects. Good morning, Pasqua.
Hi, good morning, Kurt. Thanks for checking in. I love this time of the month with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to hear what's happening, and especially this time of the year. The weather is finally gorgeous, and there's lots of good outdoor things to do. So what's on tap for the Boniface for the summer months?
Oh, yeah, we do have a lot of outdoor fun. We have something with the Northern Sun Winery. It's a benefit concert that they're every second Sunday at Northern Sun. They hold a benefit for someone in the community, and this time it's for the Boniface Arts Center. And,
all right.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. And, you know, I don't know if you can beat this. You're outside with friends. You can bring snacks. You can buy your wine. You're out in the vineyard, and you're listening to live music. It's like, I can't think of one more thing that would make it better. So we want people to have a great time on Sunday, July 15th. It starts, the concert starts at 4 o'clock at Northern Sun Winery, which is just as you come into Bark River.
Okay.
And it's right off the highway. And we have Jenna and Jesse, Retro Soul Pop.
Yeah, I was seeing that on the listing here, too. That sounds like it'd be a really fun time, a good summer vibe with that music and the wine and any goodies that you bring along. So that sounds like a good time. And it's also a benefit, too, for the Boniface. Proceeds will go to the 2019 Missoula Children's Theater Program held at the Boniface. So that's really cool. So, yeah, what better opportunity to head on out and have a good summer evening, summer early, late afternoon, and also help to contribute to that, too. So that sounds great.
Right. And if you want to learn more about the local, you know, wineries, we have a tour. A wine cellar tour begins at 3, so come a little early and listen to hear what Susie and David Anthony have to say about their Northern Sun Winery. It's a wonderful setting. It's wonderful music. It's a great benefit and such gracious hosts. So don't miss that July 15th.
Right.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah. And that just reminds me, too, my sister lives down near the Virginia area, and she's been to a few wineries before, and she tells me about wine tours, and I'm like, oh, that sounds great. I just never seem to have an opportunity. So it's good to hear that there's an opportunity to also have that kind of experience up here in the UP, too. So
right. And, you know, I should mention, because I know, Kurt, you have young children. It's a beautiful setting for the kids. You know, it's open and relaxed, so the kids can you know, step aside when they want and throw a frisbee. It's just a wonderful summer activity for, you know, the couple who wants to get away or the young family who wants to step out.
Yeah. That sounds very ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and we also chat about different art opportunities in the area. And last time we spoke, we talked about the children's art that gets to be displayed at a couple of different locations. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. We were inspired by the Detroit Institute of Art, who had a indoor-outdoor program, which meant they take reproductions of their masterpieces, like Modigliani and Turner and Constables, and they print those off and have them outdoors, posted outdoors on sides of buildings and throughout the town and in the woods. And we said, well, we were inspired to do the same. So we selected pieces from our annual Youth and Art exhibit, and we've taken those pieces with the help of the Michigan Education Association and have had those reproduced, and they will be they're on display at both the Escanaba Ludington Park and at Gladstone Van Cleve Park.
That's super, and that's, again, a great opportunity to display youth art as opposed to, you know, stuffy older. No, I'm just kidding. It's a great opportunity to get those youth to be able to display what they have. And also, speaking of art for the youth, there's a Wednesday program at the Boniface that is kind of a youth-oriented art program, right?
It is. It's hands-on. You can drop in. You know, we love it when you register ahead of time. But on Wednesdays in July, it's Summer at the Boniface, and it's from 10 to 11. It's ages 5 to 9. And we're just keeping those young minds developing and those little hands busy, and it's very hands-on, fun projects, and experimenting with painting and drawing and mixed media. So, you know, kind of break up that summer, send the kids over to the Boniface Art Center Wednesdays in July, and also have them just stop by and join them at the Creative Corner, which is ongoing. It's always there in the studio. It's available during our business hours, and it's free to everyone, for, you know, even adults. You know, the adults can sit down alongside with the kids and just create anything that they see fit. We have some suggested ideas, but, you know, we love it when people come up with their own, and that's something that we have that's sponsored by Meijer and Walmart, and it's an ongoing Creative Corner.
Excellent. And, you know, you mentioned, too, that I have a child. When you do those events with your child, too, that really helps solidify both of your understandings of, you know, kind of where you're at in the creative process. And it's a really great bonding experience to do that. So that's a really great opportunity to explore some art and creativity with your child or your children. And if you're like me and you're in a smaller apartment right now, it's always nice to have a bigger area to explore those creative processes. So that sounds really ideal, too.
It is ideal, and it kind of breaks up that summer. You've got the opportunity to create memories, and as a mother of older and grown children, you just can't beat those memories of all the times together in the doing of things. And
yeah.
And the Boniface provides ample opportunity for all of those families out there.
Absolutely.
And another opportunity for the young ones, I'd like to encourage parents to encourage their young artists to start producing now. We do have a young artist tent at our Waterfront Festival. That Waterfront Festival, this is a save the date, the date, everybody,
yeah.
the first Saturday of August, and it's a day-long festival, but the important note here is that if you have a young artist, have them start producing now. They can have a booth, it's $5, and we try to encourage the entrepreneurial spirit and the creative mind. It's a wonderful opportunity for kids to set up and create some cash and feel accomplished and be successful, both creatively and in a business sense.
Yeah, and that's at the Ludington Park?
It's at Ludington Park in front of the band shell, because we have a day's worth of music, free performances. We have kids' activities. We have food vendors and of course, we have so many artist vendors. You can do your Christmas shopping. You can fall in love with, a piece of original art. It's a wonderful explore.
Yeah,
a great day.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of opportunities for all avenues of art, it sounds. But if you want to have your young entrepreneur sign up for that, I believe the entry deadline is Saturday, July 21st?
Yes, I think you're right. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and then the times for that market are 10 to 4. Setup starts at 8. So if you have a young one that has an artistic side and wants to kind of enter into the entrepreneurial side as well, make sure you take a look for that on bonifacearts.org. You can find the information about registration for that. And you had mentioned, too, an afternoon or a day of music events, too. Can you tell us a little bit about Music Mondays? Because I know that's started up, too.
Yeah, this past Monday was our first Music Monday. This is a partnership with the City of Escanaba, and we have a grant from Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, where we bring in bands. We've got the Cadillacs. We have next we have Craig Kenning is coming back. He's an amazing slide guitarist. We have the next on our list for July 9th. We're skipping that holiday week, but so July 9th, Monday from 7 to 9, Phil Lynch Quartet will be down at the Bandshell at Ludington Park. He is a jazz pianist and has a lot of interesting commentary. He's very engaging. It's wonderful. He's just the best. So it's a relaxing night. Bring your sunglasses and bring the kids. If you have kids, it's a great time for them to romp in the grass, and you can sit and relax and really enjoy some always live music, thanks to the City of Escanaba, Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, and the Boniface Arts Center.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to need to wrap things up shortly, but is there anything else that you'd like to add about the goings-on at the Boniface?
I would like to add that we are in the last days of our membership show. We want to congratulate Bernie Park from Scandia for being a top prize winner. We want to congratulate Dan Young and Dennis Dufek. There's some wonderful pieces here, and please come in and see it. It's up for another week or two, and then we're heading into Bent 2, and that is a glass exhibit. So Bent 2 begins July 12th with an opening reception, and Alyssa Diebolt is the featured artist, and she will have artist demonstrations. So this is an important note to take, that if you're interested in glass work, if you're interested in seeing how it's done, join us Thursday, July 12th, and meet Alyssa Marie Diebolt, our featured artist for Bent 2.
Very cool. Yeah, glasswork is definitely one of those sides of art that I'm not as familiar with, although I've seen videos of it done. So to see that in person there and really ask some good questions, that'd be a great opportunity. So very cool.
Please join us.
I've been speaking on the phone with Pascua Wurzler from the Boniface Arts Center. She's the Director of Gallery and Regional Projects, talking a bit about what's happening this summer, some good indoor and lots of outdoor events for all ages and for all kinds of art and culture as well. Pascua, it's been a pleasure catching up with you again about the Boniface. And
yes, always, always. Thanks, Kurt.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll talk again next time, and we'll be right back here on Public Radio 90.